Today, we conclude our series of conversations with the Massachusetts gubernatorial candidates with a visit to the Democratic candidate. WBUR's Bob Oakes met with Attorney General Martha Coakley and her husband, Tom O'Connor, at their home in Medford. They spoke after a WBUR poll put Coakley just 1 point behind Republican Charlie Baker. But a new Boston Globe poll shows Baker with a 9-point lead. They sat down with us at their dining room table, which they say has not gotten much use in the past 14 months.
Oh, boy. It's a long time. Yeah. Most of the time we come home late, and it's either takeout or pizza or something I've defrosted, and we're watching the news.
You're looking forward to, like, regular meals at home again?
Yes, absolutely. Indeed.
Let me ask you, it's been a long and a tough campaign. What keeps you motivated? And Tom, I'm going to start with you.
Winning. That's what keeps me motivated.
And look, we thought long and hard together about whether we were going to do this, because I knew it would take every ounce of our energy and that we would have to commit to it for 14 or 15 months, which we did. But we've got a great team behind us and we've committed to it. I really believe that Massachusetts is in a great spot right now, and we have a great opportunity to turn the economy around for everybody. And making sure that I can continue as governor to complete some of the work that Governor Patrick has started and turn this economy around, give people a fair shot, get good education.
Tom, is there something that bugs you in terms of a misconception about the woman who's sitting to your left that you hear being talked about on the campaign trail that you say, you know, that's just not true. That's not the Martha Coakley that I live with.
It's not a substantive issue. It's a personality thing that, you know, Martha's aloof and, you know, not friendly. Nothing could be farther from the truth. You know, she's the center of her family. She's often the life of the party. She loves to have a good time. There's nothing, you know, stiff or unfriendly about Martha whatsoever.
Let me ask about balance and accountability. Charlie Baker talks in his campaign about his perceived need for political balance up on Beacon Hill in terms of Democrats and Republicans. So how would Governor Coakley achieve that when the Senate president and the House Speaker would both be Democrats?
I think it's about not whether there's a D or an R after your name. It's what you've done, what you say you'll do. We've had scandals under both parties. I don't agree with the idea that because you only have one party, you can't govern well. I'm proud of my record in public integrity, standing up for people and holding people accountable, even people in my own party.
Taxes. In the debate with Charlie Baker this week at Channel 2, you said that the state should explore more ways to do a more graduated income tax. What did you mean by that?
Well, that's not exactly what I said, and I'm always amazed when after a debate, some reporting of this either, you know, takes it out of context. I have not said I will raise taxes. I hope I don't have to. I agree with Charlie Baker that we will, with prosperity, see our income tax go down to 5%. And this, the question I was asked was, if you have to raise taxes, if you have to. And I said that my governing principle is always going to be that we do it fairly, that we don't impact the middle class or the lower class. But as governor, I will provide transparency and leadership around the investments we need to make, the economies I think we can bring to running a state, and also looking at ways that those investments save us on the back end. One quick example. Look at how many people end up in a house of correction because of mental health issues and often with dual diagnoses, substance abuse. We don't do that very well. If we start addressing that problem now, we save a lot of money on the back end, we get better outcomes for the people and their families, and we cut costs for this state.
I want to ask about pre-K, pre-kindergarten. Have you backed off your primary election campaign pledge of universal pre-K, and now instead of pledging to cover 100,000 kids under a universal plan, you're at 17,000?
No, I haven't backed off at all. The goal is universal pre-K, obviously. What I do know is the good place to start immediately is with 17,000 kids who are on a waiting list for whom we have capacity now. $150 million price tag. We could do that starting tomorrow. And we know that it is a proven way to give those kids a good shot at doing well in the first grade in kindergarten. I've talked to kindergarten teachers, and they say, I know immediately when a child has had that socialization, the early verbalizing skills, the beginning to use numbers. It's a huge, huge thing that we should do. I want to work towards universal pre-K, but right now, for parents who don't have access to it and can't afford it, we should start that process.
So universal pre-K by when? End of term one for Governor Coakley?
I would hope so, but I'm not going to put a timeline on it. I think we get started with that. We have other things we need to and want to do in education. But I do believe firmly, and I'll make it clear to voters, my priority is education and good education, regardless of what zip code you live in.
Well, what's it going to take in the final week and a half to pull this out?
We are going to continue, Tom and I, and Democrats I know, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey and Governor Patrick and our legislators, we are going to be working almost without sleep to continue to remind people what's at stake here.
Certainly there are lots of Martha Coakley signs in this neighborhood in Medford.
Yes, there are.
Thank you very much for having us in your home. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Democratic candidate for governor, Martha Coakley, and her husband, Tom O'Connor, they spoke with WBUR's Bob Oakes at their home in Medford.